Eso, güey.
Charger Shila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Fame se kahosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitaranda Shri Advaita Gadadhar. Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath. Sham Kun Radha Kunigiri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Navadip Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri ki jai. Ganga Mai ki jai. Jamuna Mai ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shaminiti Nami. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaur Bhakti Charani. Vishesha Shunyavadi Pashtati Deshva. Okay. We have chapter 2. Oh, thank you. Hare Krishna. Sanjay Uvacha Tam Tata Kripaya Vishtam Ashrapurna Kulekshanam Vishidantam Idam Vakyam Uvacha Madhusudanaha Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Kutastva kashmavamidam vishame sampastitam anayatrishtam asvargyam akirti karamarjana klaibhyam asmagama partha Naitat Vayupapadyate Shudram Vinyadarvalyam Jatvavishta Padantapa Arjuna Vacha Katam Bhishma Maham Sankhe Dronam Chamadasudana Ishubhi Pratiyosyami Ujarha Vadisudana Gurunahatva Himahanubhavan Shreyo Bhoktum Vaishyamuhi Haloke Advartakamam Stuburuni Haiva Unjiya Bhogan Rutira Pratigtan Natraitad Vidma Kataranno Guriyo Yadva Jayema Yaribano Jayeyu Yane Bahatva Najaji Vishamas Devastita Pramukhe Bhartarastra Parvanya dosho pahata shabhava Vrishjami tam karma samudha teta Yashreyasyan nishtitam bruhitanne Shishyasteham shadivam tam prapannam Nahi prapashyami mama panudyad Yashokam uchoshanam indriyanam Avapyabhuma vasapatnam ridham Rajyam Suranam Abhicharipatyam Sanjaya Vacha Evam Muktva Rishikesham Gudakesha Parantapa Vyosya Iti Govindam Muktva Krishnim Bahuvaha Tamu Vacha Rishikesha Rahasan Iva Bharata Senyor Ubhayor Madhye Rishidantam Idam Vachaha Shri Bhagavan Vacha Ashochananda Shochastvam Pragyavaram Shapashase Gatasunagatasumscha Manu Shochanti Pandita Natevaham Jadunasam Natvam Nime Janadipa Natayanava Vishyamaha Savevayam Matakaram Dehinosmin Yathadehe Omaram Yodhanam Jara Tathariyantara Praptir Virastatra Namugyati Matras Pashastu Kaunteya Shivoshmas Sukadukada Agama Payano Nityas Amis Patiksha Svaparata Yamhina Vyatiyantyete Purusham Purusharshabha Samadukta Sukham Dhiram Somritatvaya kolpate Nasato vidite bhavo Na bhavo vidite sata Ubayor api drishtontas Svaneos tattva darshadhi Vinashi tutad vidhi Yen sarvam idam tatam Vinasham avyas yasya Nakashchit kartum arhati Antavanta ime deha Nitya syokta shadiranaha Anashino rukame asya Tasmad yudhyasva bharata Yainam veti hantaram Yashchainam manyate hatam Ubhautau navajanito Nayam hanti nahanyate Achayate mriyate vakadachin Nayam bhutva bhivita vanubhuya Ajo nitya shashvato yam purano Nahanyate hanyamane sharire Veda vinashinam nityam Yainam ajamavyayam Katam sapurusha partha Kam khatayati hantikam Vasam sijirnani yata vihaya Navani gurmati rogoparani Tata sharirani vihaya jirnan Yaranyani samyati navani dehi Nainam chindam tishastrani Nainam dahati pavakaha Nachainam kledyantyapo Nashoshayati marutaha Achchedyo yam madayo yam Athledyo shoshya evacha Nitya sarvagatas thanur Achalo yam sanatanaha Avyakto yam achintyo yam Avikaryo yam uchyate Tasmarevam viditvainam Nanu shochitom arhasi Atachainam nitya jatam Nityam vamanyase mritam Tatapi tvam mahabaho Nainam Shokchito Marhasi, Jatasya hi Dhruva Mrityur, Dhruvam Dharma Mrityasya cha, Tasmada Parihariyate, Natvam Shokchito Marhasi, Avyakta Dhini Bhutani, Yakta Madhyani Bharata, Avyakta Nidananyeva, Patraka Paridevana, Ascharja Vat Pashati Kaschidenam, Ascharja Vat Vadati Patai Vachanyaha, Ascharja Vachchainam Anyashranoti, Sutvapyenam Veda Machaiva Kaschit, Dei Nityam Avadhyoyam, Dehe Sarvasya Bharata, Tasmat Sarvani Bhutani, Natvam Shoshitum Arhasi, Svadharmam Apicha Veksha, Navikampitum Arhasi, Dharmyadhi Yudhachchayonyat, Kshatriyasya Navidyate, Yadrichchaya Chopapannam, Svardhaparam Apavritam, Sukhina Kshatriya Partha, Labhante Yudhamidrisham, Atache Twam Imam Dharmyam, Sangramam Nakadishyasi, Tatasvadharmam Kirtim Cha, Yitva Papam Avakshasi, Akirtim Cha Bhutani, Tatiyashyanti Tevyayam, Sampavitasya Cha Kirtir, Maranada Tidikshate, Hayadranad Uparatam, Mangshyante Twam Maharataha, Yesam Shatam Bahumato, Bhutva Yasasi Laghavam, Avachavaram Shavahun, Vadishanti Tabahitaha, Nindantas Tavasam Artyam, Tato Dukkataram Nukim, Tato Va Prapsasi Svargam, Jitva Va Bhokshase Mahim, Tasmad Uttishka Kaunteya, Yudhaya Kutanishayaha, Sukha Dukhe Same Kritva, Labha Labho Jaya Jayo, Kuto Yudhaya Yujasva, Naivam Papam Avapshasi, Isha Te Vihita Sankhe, Udhir Yoge Trimam Shunu, Udhya Yukto Yaya Partha, Karma Vantam Prahasyasi, Deha Vikramana Shosi, Pratyavayo Navidyate, Svapapyasya dharmasya kayate mahato bhaya buddhir eke ha kuru nandana bahu shakayanan tascha buddhayo vyavasayanam yam imam pushtitam vacham kavadantya pipashtataha veda vara rita partha nanyadasi pivarinaha Kamatmana Svargapara, Karma Karma Palapradam, Kriya Vishesha Bahulam, Bhogaisharya Gatim Prati, Bhogaisharya Prasaktanam, Taya Pahita Chetasam, Yavasayatmika Buddhi, Samadho Navadhiyate, Taigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistaigunyo Bhavarjuna, Nirdvandvo nityasatvastho, niryoga kshema atmavan, yavanartha udapane, sarvata samutodake, tavan sarveshu vedeshu, ramanasya vijanataha, karmanye vadikaraste, ma paleshu kadachana, ma karma pale durbhur, ma te sangosva karmani, Yoga sa kudu karmani, sangam chatva tananjaya, siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva, samatvam yoga uchyate, urena yavaram karma, buddhi yoga tananjaya, udhau sharanam anvitta, kripana palahe tapaha, buddhi yuktau jahatiha, ubhe sukrita dushkrite, Tasmad yogaya yujasva, yoga karma su kaushalam, karma jam buddhi yuktahi, palam jatva manishinaha, janma bandha vanir mukta, padam gashtanti namayam, yadate moha kalilam, buddhir vyati turishyati,
tadaganta siddhir vedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha shruti vipratipanna te yadastasya ti nishchala samadha vachala buddhis tadaganta arjuna vacha stita pragyasya ka bhasha samadhi stasya keshava stitati kim prabhasheta kimasita vrajeta kim Shri Bhagavan Vacha Vajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan Atmanye Vatmana Trishta Stita Pradyasta Dokshate Dukeshvanud Vignamana Sukeshu Vigata Sriha Vita Vaga Vayak Prodha Uchate Yasarvatra Nibisnehas Tatat Prapya Shubha Shubham Nabhinandati Nadreshti Tasya Pragya Pratishita Yada Sangharate Chayam Kurmongani Vasarvashaha Indriyan Indriyartevyas Tasya Pragya Pratishita Vishaya Vinivartante Nidaha Vasya Dehinaha Vaso Varjam Vasopyasya Param Drishva Nivartate Yatato Yapi Konteya Purushasya Vipashchitaha Indriyani Pramatini Paranti Prasabhammanaha Tani Sarvani Samyamya Yukta Asita Matparaha Vashehi Asyendriyani Tasya Pragya Pratishita Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangaste Supajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Vijayate Krodhad Bhavati Sammoha Sammohat Smriti Vibhramaha Smriti Vramshad Buddhi Nasho Buddhi Nasho Vinashati Vimuktaistu Vishayan Indriyaischaran Atma Vashar Vidhey Atma Prasadam Adigachati Prasade Sarvatukhanam Anirasyo Pajayate Prasanna Chetso Yashu Nasti Bhutira Yuktasya Nacha Yuktasya Bhavana Nacha Bhavayata Shantir Shantasya Kutasukam Indriyanam Hi Charatam Yanmano Nubhiyate Tadasya Arati Pragyam Vayurnabhamipam Pasi Tasmadyasya Mahabaho Nigrihitani Sarvashaha Indriyan Indriyartevyas Tasya Pragya Pratishita Yanisha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami Yasmam Jagrati Bhutani Samyasha Prashito Munehe Apuryamana Machalam Pratishtam Samudramapa Samishchati Vakkamayam Pravishanti Sarve Sashantimapnoti Vakamakami Vihaya Kamanya Sarvam Vumam Shtradati Nispraha Nirmamo Nirahankara Sashantim Adigachati Esha Brahmi Stiti Partha Mayam Prapya Vimuyati Stitvasyam Atikalepi
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Sankhya Yoga Nama Shruti Odhyaya. Arjun had asked the question,
what are the symptoms of a person who's stitta pragya? Stitta pragya means?
Fixed mind.
Yes, fixed mind.
Fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Fixed in Krishna consciousness and transcendence. What are his symptoms? How does he walk? How does he speak? How does he sit? And what did Krishna say?
Mention the word how he sits, how he walks.
true. Right. What did he mention?
He mentioned that he's always situated in like, peaceful land. His consciousness is always peaceful.
Why? What specifically does he mention? Prajahati yada kaman. Which come from where? Mental concoction. And atmanyev atmanatushta. His mind is always fixed within on atma, soul or super soul. Yes. Then, what is the example of the living being who controls his senses? Tortoise. Which does what?
When required, it closes the senses when not required.
Yeah, it sticks them out or pulls them in. Good. And how is it that one can, suppose you restrict your senses, what may still be going on?
Desire
is still there. What do you do about that?
Higher taste.
Yeah, you need a higher taste. Then it goes away. Now, Krishna says, Yatato, this is text 60, Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha. Vipaschita, have we seen that word before? Have we seen it before in this chapter? Vipaschitaha. Here it means full of discriminating knowledge. Have we seen a word or word real close before?
Avipaschita.
Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipaschita. Person who's lacking discrimination is interested in what?
Lovely.
Yes, the flowery words of the Vedas. But here, vipaschitaha, a person who has discriminating knowledge, yatato api kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha, indriyani pramatini haranti prasabhammanaha. Even though he's trying, yatata, and endeavoring to keep his mind focused, what happens? The senses are pramatini, agitating. So agitating that haranti prasabham manaha, they forcibly carry away the mind, even of the person who's trying to control them. And the example given is Vishvamitra Muni, we talked about him, the father of Shakuntala. Heard the angle bells and one thing led to another. And therefore, one has to be Krishna conscious. Prabhupada quotes this verse quite often, actually. Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padara vinde navanava rasa dhaman yudyatam rantamasi tadavadi batanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukavikar shushtu nishtivanamcha. Because my mind is enjoying newer and newer taste in the service of Krishna, now tadavadi batanari sangame smaryamane. When I even think about sex life, then bhavati mukavikar. Mukavikar means my mouth goes shushtu nishtivanamcha, and I just want to spit. It may sometimes come to mind, but it's so nasty. When I'm thinking of Krishna, then this idea of sense gratification becomes so nasty that I just want to spit at the thought of it. That's the person who's stitta pragya. Any questions so far? Okay. This is VIHE, MIHET. We practice all these, exercises and everything. So now, all together, we're going to spit. Ready? No.
Interactive.
Interactive education. Okay. Tani sarvani samyamya yukta sita matpadaha vashehi asyendriyani tasya pragya pratishtita. Tani sarvani samyamya, samyamya, completely controlling, sarvani, all of those senses. Who can do that? Yukta sita matpadaha. Kim asita brajetakin. How does he sit? Here, asita, the word is there, situated, yukta, in relationship to me. Matpadaha, making me the ultimate goal of life. There are so many yogis, they're practicing this, they're practicing that, they're doing this exercise, yoga students doing that. But here it's very clearly said, matpadaha, making Krishna the ultimate goal of life. That they miss, but it's, is it here in the text? Is it Prabhupada's interpolation? It's there. Matpadaha, making Krishna the ultimate goal of life. Vashehi asyendriyani. Again, controlling those senses. Tasya pragya pratishtita. His consciousness is fixed. And Prabhupada quotes the description from Srimad Bhagavatam of Ambarish Maharaj. Savai mana krishna parad vindayo vachamsi vaikunta gunana varnane paro harer mandira marjanadishu shrutim chakarachu tasatkatodaye. He engaged all of his senses, his mind first of all in thinking of Krishna, his words in speaking of Krishna, his hands in cleaning the temple, his ears in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. All of his senses were so engaged in Krishna's service that in this way he became a perfect, or showed the character of a perfect devotee of the Lord. The Prabhupada gives this as the example of matpada, always engaged in Krishna's service. Okay, now we're going to get to a sequence. There are several things that Krishna several times talks about sequences, gives sequences in the Bhagavad Gita. From this, the next thing happens, from that, the next thing happens, that leads to this. So here's, we're going to find two sequences that come up. Dhyayato Vishayapum Sam. Sangat teshu prajayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kama krodho bijayate. This is the beginning of the sense gratification chain. The beginning is dhyayata. Dhyayata, Prabhupada explains, it's in the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, that little booklet, that material life, material existence begins when we see a girl and we think, she's nice. Then one thing leads to another. What is that? Manogatan. By mental concoction. There's a story, you don't have to remember this for MIHE. There's a story by Tolstoy, a short story in which he recounts the life of a guy who, anyway, had a hard time with his wife. But the beginning, he explains how he got involved with her, that she was, she was a girl, but she had this like little lock of hair and a tight sweater. And that fascinated him. Little anything, a mole on the cheek or anything. And you start thinking about that. Dhyayata. Dhyayata. One thing, just like that Muni, Vishwamitra, he heard the ankle bells, and that started the chain. Dhyayata, meditation. Ankle bells, what does that mean? Ankle bells means girl. Girl means and one thing after another, and pretty soon there he was. So dhyayato vishayan pumsa, thinking about not Krishna but vishaya, sense gratification. Sangasteshu pajayate, one develops attachment. Why does one develop attachment for something? You know, I had no interest in whatever it was they were selling. I was perfectly happy without it. Wasn't anything to me. I was perfectly happy without her. Everything was going on fine. So how is it that now I have to have it, or I can't live without her? Huh? It's because of meditation. First I'm thinking of, actually it's kind of nice and I could really use that, and gee, you know, it's really, you know, it is really something, and what do I have to do to get it, and I could do this with it, I could do that with it, and my friends, when they see that I've got it, they'll think, wow, you know, I wish I had one, and pretty soon, you have to have it, because meditation. You look at the beautiful girl, or even not so beautiful girl, just plain, ordinary girl, and you start thinking, and then you think, and then you think a little more, and you know, we gave that Charlie Chaplin example, how pretty soon, you know, they were married and living in a little cottage together, and but I have that video. I should show that video, right? Okay, I will. But is it dark enough here? No. Maybe.
Yeah, in the classroom.
Yeah, but the classroom is empty. We could go there and have some fun, right? Okay, well, remind me, we'll do that. Huh? Class is going on there? They finish before us, right?
Yeah.
But then they hang out there and everything.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, they'll like it. Okay, so remind me at the end of class. We'll have some further enlightening video, which some of you may have seen, but if you haven't seen it, it's
humorous enlightenment.
So sangat steshu pajayato, he becomes attached. And sangat sanjayate kama, then the attachment, you know, one thing further, you know, one development further in attachment is now intense desire. Or, as we say, lust. And pretty soon it's, you know, I gotta get together with this girl. She's gotta be mine. Oh, without Susie, my life is worthless. So, you know, I would climb the walls. I would sell my soul. I would do anything for you. That's the next stage, kama. Full-blown lust. At that point, it's getting stronger and stronger. It's like a little bit of fire that you kind of saw. This is interesting. It's fire. Wonder what happens if I build it up a little bit. And then it builds up a little bit, and pretty soon it's kind of big, and soon it's out of control. And then kama krodho bijayate. The trouble with kama is it can turn to one trouble of kama, not the only one. It can turn to anger. Suppose you don't get her. Suppose she turns you down. Next thing is, I'll kill her. Or some other guy gets her, I'll kill her. You know, people are willing, right? They kill, you know, over some girl, you know, because some other guy got her, or she jilted him, or whatever it is. So the love turned, same, it was love, it was so-called love. The next thing is, he's ready to strangle her. Or, if he does get the girl, then quite often, the next thing is he's ready to strangle her. Why? Because she can never meet the standard of his mental concoctions. You know, he's imagining an apsara who just, her only purpose in life is to make him happy, and she has unlimited capability to do so, and that's, you know, the perfection of his life. but it doesn't usually work out that way. She has her own interests. She has her own agenda. She has limited capability for satisfying his senses.
She needs to get her own senses satisfied.
Yeah, that's her own agenda. And so pretty soon, you know, it was like you were imagining, you know, the hot chapatis and the smile and everything. And pretty soon it's, Harry, haven't you taken out the garbage yet? I don't know why I married you. My father was right about you. You know, so that happens, then anger comes. And then pretty soon they're in divorce, or they're in marriage counseling, or they're in court, or they're in crime. Why krodhat bhavati sam moha? From anger, you can get sam moha, complete bewilderment. Complete bewilderment. You know, one man becomes furious, you know, he throws a chair at her, or he, you know, doesn't, you know, just forgets what he's doing. Sam moha, becomes completely bewildered. Sam moha smriti vibhramaha. He forgets. This is my wife. This is my child. This is my this. This is my that. He goes crazy. Smriti brahmshat buddhi nasho. Why? Now his intelligence is lost. Intelligence is what's controlling the mind and senses. But once that goes, it's all over. Buddhi nashat pranashati. When buddhi is finished, he's finished. When he loses his intelligence. Yeah, and did I give this example before about the young art student? I had a devotee associate who was like a young art student. He was built a little bit like Vasudev or Dao, you know, quite thin and, you know, thinner. You guys are like big compared to him. He's kind of a skinny little guy. And delicate, and an artist, kind of an artist. And he became attracted to this woman who was married to an Italian construction worker. An Italian construction worker who would make Simon look like Dao. You know, the guy was like, you could take his biceps and carve them down, they'd still be bigger than Lord Jagannath. I mean, the guy was solid, you know, really solid. And now, he wasn't the Hulk, he was muscle. I mean, he was not, you know, he was working. He wasn't just big and fatty. He was a solid guy. So this guy gets implicated with his wife.
Did he live?
The temple president, by exerting all of his energy, saved the guy's life. Somehow restrained. Somehow, I don't know how, by mystic power or something. You know, restrained this guy from grinding him to pulp or powder or whatever it was that would have been left.
Playing with fire.
But, you know, I mean, okay, if you're after a girl, even if you're after, you know, you think it would be exciting to have somebody else's wife, but why, you know, a construction worker. What was your intelligence doing? You know, was that an analytical decision? Well, I think I would be happy if I had a female companion, because after all, you know, man and woman are created by God to be together. And you know, but where is your intelligence when you're thinking about messing around with a guy who could turn you into ashes? You know, anyone would say, you know, you're mad, you're crazy. But how does it begin? It begins by looking at her and thinking, gee. You know, those eyebrows, there's something about those eyebrows. Or whatever it is. Jaya tadashya, about anything, you know. One devotee told me how he met his wife. She was in the temple, and he noticed that she was a very good devotee, always engaged in service, and she had these small little feet. Yeah. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, start meditating on, you know, just like you meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. So you started meditating on these small little feet. And the next thing, you know, it's nice. So, you know, worked out fine for a while. But, anyway, that's how one thing leads to another. And particularly attachment, then anger, then bewilderment, then loss of memory, then finished. So this is the chain that begins with jayata, meditation, and thinking about it. Yes?
I was also thinking about this verse on book distribution, that you interact with different kinds of people, and especially those who are younger, they are still more interested. And those who are more established in family life, older, frustrated, they are unapproachable often.
They may be.
So I was thinking also in relation to this verse that material existence works like that in the long run. That you, as you go through material existence, your intelligence is more and more.
Yeah. Well, that can be that the longer you live, the more foolish you get. That sometimes happens. Or, you know, I don't know. You may find a person you wouldn't have taken interest, but now because of his experiences, 5 or 10 or 20 years later, he's ready. And he says, "Whoa, I got kicked around, and you know, nothing's working in this world. I need something else." So we don't want to write people off just because they're not kids, you know. There may be everybody's eligible, but Prabhupada did cite. His explanation was pretty simple. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. You know, people get stuck, and then it's hard.
And the bamboo is...
Yeah, when it's green, you can bend it. When it's old, you can't. Yes?
Why does mind use the solids when it's good thoughts, when it's something great for us, when it's good something for us, people want to do it, like father or something, then it's completely different story. When it's something, he's thinking only about good stuff.
Why is the mind like anti-good stuff and pro-bad stuff? It may not always be like that, but it's often like that. Maybe we could explain it by invoking a word used by Raghunath Das Goswami. He calls the mind wicked. Wicked. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. Dushtaman. You polluted mind. Dushta means... Nasty, polluted. This is the problem. Mind is good. Mind is good, but the mind fixed on matter is bad. Fixed on Krishna, the mind is very good. Therefore, that Govindadas is praying. What is that? Is it Govindadas? Vajrahi Ure Mano, Sri Nanda Nandana, Abhaya Chadananda. My dear mind. You nonsense. Oh, no, you're very nice, Mike. Why don't you please fix yourself on the lotus feet of Krishna? My dear Mike. And then the mind says, no, what about sense gratification? What about my youthful life? And Govinda says, no, your youthful life is like a little drop of water on a lotus leaf. At any moment it can roll off. So engage yourself. Shravana kirtana, smarana vandana, pada sevana. In this way, engage yourself. The mind will say, well, what am I supposed to do if you're not going to let me have any fun? You know, what do you want from me? I'm the mind. I have to do something. You have to be something to think of. Yes. Shravana kirtan, smarana, vandana. Just absorb yourself in hearing, chanting, remembering. Then. But it's due to our long association with matter. Huh? Otherwise, the mind just could think of Krishna. But we have this habit of thinking of Maya and not controlling the mind. Especially in materialistic kind of cultures, we're encouraged, you know, let the mind go. You know, whatever you think of, let it roam. Even it's, you know, they almost encourage you, probably they do encourage you, you know. Jayato vishayat pumsa. Sangaste shupajayate. Sangat sanjay. This is the way to get your karma going, boys. Start meditating on those cute little feet. And go up to the knees, and then, you know. They encourage you. The materialistic civilization is spoiling the young men, young women, by encouraging them, you know. There's so many magazines, there's so many videos, there's so many things designed to, you know, loosen you up and get your mind going and so on and so on and so on. So it makes it still more. You know, it takes the disease, and they think that this is progress, to take the fever and raise it. So therefore, the brahmachari training is just the opposite. From childhood, to train the child how to control his senses, how to control his mind, how to see everything and everyone in relationship to Krishna, so that he can withstand the force of the material energy.
How come this battery is so strong that even after long, long training, just one little contact falls away?
Yeah, that's mentioned here. The mind is so powerful that if it gets out of control, you know, like there's some these circus guys who are training tigers, and they snap the whip and the tiger does his little tricks, and you know, snap the whip again, and the tiger lies down and rolls over, and you know, and a little inattention, and then you know the tiger swallows him, mauls him. I wondered about that. How is it that the mind, it's mentioned in third canto of Bhagavatam, comes from the mode of goodness, and passion, intelligence comes from passion? I don't have the answer for you.
I don't have the answer.
Okay. I don't have the answer to that one. I do not know. That's how it is. But no, goodness. And intelligence from passion. And senses from influence. I don't know. Don't know the answer to that one.
Maharaj?
You got me.
Do we know that this is not the editing?
No, it's not an editing error. I've been through it too many times. It's not an editing error. That's how it is. Yes?
Mind can be enemy as well.
Yeah, the mind can be the enemy and the friend. When the mind is controlled, then it's the best friend. And when the mind is uncontrolled, then the mind is an enemy. So one has to control the mind and senses. Okay? How are we doing? Not too bad. I should point out in the purport, this is the editorial excursion for the day, text 63, where you see prapanchakataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshubhi parityago vairagyam palgu kachyate. That Sanskrit verse is the extra bonus you get for having the second edition. It was cut out of the first edition. To answer your question from another point of view, Prabhupada explains in several times here that why is the mind giving us so much trouble? Because we're not fixed in devotional service. You know, we're trying to stop the mind, and the mind is, you know, trying to knock out the obstacles. But when one is fixed in devotional service, then the mind becomes the thing. What is that? Sanat Kumar, 4th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yat pada pankasha palasha vilasha bhaktya. He says that the yogis are always trying to stop the ways of desire, and it's very, very difficult. But for those who meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, then they easily overcome these things. So that's the only way to really overcome the forces of the mind, is to be absorbed in devotional service to Krishna. Yes?
It's like a cat on the shirt. Suppose instead of that, the mental concoction goes on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and start mental concoction. Is that appropriate or not appropriate?
Mental concoction about Krishna, now I'll decorate his feet with kumkum, now I'll wash his lotus feet, that's very good. We're meditating in different poses. These are the lotus feet that have stamped on Kaliya's head. These are the lotus feet.
Even though it's speculative. It's
what's speculative? It's not speculative. You just remember in different.
Not qualified for doing that.
Yeah, not that we're encouraged to meditate, you know, falsely. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing that. But we can think that I'd like to do this. I'd like to do that. Somehow think of the lotus feet of Krishna. Following in the prescribed way. And it's even mentioned that the advanced devotees, they do. In meditation, they worship the Lord. We've had devotees who've been in jail sometimes. And they do the whole morning program, you know. They circumambulate the tulsi plant. They dress the deities. They do the arti, everything. You know, there's no deity, there's no tulsi plant, there's no anything. But in the mind, they're doing everything. Manasa seva. No impediment. Okay, ready for the next sequence. That was the sequence going down. Here's the sequence going up. Raga dvesha vimuktai tu means but. On the other hand, raga dvesha vimuktai, one who's completely free from raga and dvesha, attachment and aversion. Vishayan indriyais charan, and able to control the senses. Atmavashai, he's able to control the senses and sense gratification. Vidheyatma, by following regulative principles. Prasadam arigatati. Prasadam, he attains prasadam. Prasadam has several meanings. One is satisfaction. Tushtan and prasad are, of course, basically synonymous. He becomes sat because he's able to control his senses. He's satisfied. What happens when you control your mind and say, whoa, look at where that mind's going. I know what happens if I start, it's, you know, Jayato Vishaya Pum Sam Sangaste, whoa, let's nip that in the bud. What happens? The mind goes back to being satisfied. Okay. Instead of becoming agitated, it just says, all right. So prasad becomes satisfied. And another meaning of prasad is?
Mercy.
One gets the mercy of Krishna. You controlled your senses, you followed Krishna's directions, you get Krishna's mercy. Prasadam arigacchati. So Prabhupada translates this, one who is free from attachment and aversion and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom. One actually becomes, you know, they think it's, jail to follow these regulative principles. And we think it's freedom. You're not, you know, bound by your this and that. You're free. Prasadam arigacchati. So one gets the mercy of Krishna, and prasade sarvadukkhanam hanirasyopajayate. One who gets the mercy of Krishna becomes freed from all material miseries. Prasade sarvadukkhanam hanirasyopajayate. And prasanna chaitasaha. He becomes prasanna chaitasaha, happy-minded. Ashu very quickly, and very quickly, prasanna cheta sohyashu, buddhi paryavatishtate. He becomes pari. Pari means, again, very much, or from all sides. Avatishtate, established. He becomes established in intelligence. The other way, he lost his intelligence, buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashati. This way, by getting the mercy of Krishna, he's becoming established in intelligence. Buddhir paryavatishtate. I should mention, by the way, that sometimes Prabhupada would chant or would say this. One devotee, I think one assistant Prabhupada was telling me, sometimes when taking honoring prasadam, Prabhupada would chant, Prasade sarvadukhanam hanirasa. You get free from all miseries by honoring Krishna prasadam. Also true. Nasti buddhira yuktasya na cha yuktasya bhavana na cha bhavyata shantir ashanta sukuta sukham. If you're not Krishna conscious, you're nowhere. Na asti buddhi, you can't be. If you're ayukta, not connected with Krishna, then na asti buddhi, you won't have intelligence, nor a fixed mind. And if your mind is not fixed, you can't be peaceful. Nacha bhavyata shantir. And ashantasya kutasukam. Without peace, how can you be happy? I know there's so much, this is like common knowledge out there, that you may have millions of dollars and you may have this and that, but if you don't have peace of mind, how can you be happy? Right? Everybody knows that. And how much peace of mind do they have? Not very much. I have a disciple who's in the works for a pharmaceutical company, and they're, you know, always they're selling enormous amounts of drugs just to try to, you know, the big thing they're working on is antidepressants. These people are so, but so many drugs are prescribed, you know, Librium and Valium and this and that, because just to, you know, calm people down. They're trying to satisfy their senses. They're meditating on sense objects like anything. Plus, everybody's shooting them from all sides with more stimulation for sense gratification. So their minds are going haywire. Their senses are out of control. They're working like dogs at the same time. They're frustrated in so many ways. So where's peace of mind? I'll give you an example. This is... I had an acquaintance who had his sister-in-law was living in a flat in Bombay, a very nice flat, kind of a condominium, it was a condominium apartment. There were three of them, the Satyam, Shivam, and Sundaram. And he called me because the next-door neighbor was a kind of congregational member of our society. And these two families were at one another's throats. They were both living in this very, very nice set of condominiums, but there was a big dispute about a water tank and a stairway or an elevator. You know, is it ours or is it yours? And they were at it like cats. And one to the point where, you know, people were turning, you know, calling police on the other one, they did this and they did that. The neighbors were being called. Kids wouldn't play with the other kids because they were the other kids, and this was all going on. You'd get a phone call in the middle of the night, and then you'd answer it, and then somebody would hang up. You know, this was all going on. You know, they were living in these condominium apartments, and they were in hell. They were in hell. They had no peace of mind. They were all, you know, we have everything except she's after our water tank, and that belongs to me. And I was sometimes going there to try to practices. There were some programs there. And I saw that there's, outside of their apartments, there's a little kind of a hut, and in the hut there's a night watchman. And the night watchman is perfectly peaceful. So a person who has no peace can't be happy. Yes?
Maharaj, how would you define this buddhi, which is mentioned here?
Intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and especially it means intelligence in Krishna consciousness. That's real intelligence. If you're not Krishna conscious, you're not really intelligent.
It means like, this intelligence means you see things as they are.
Yeah.
Krishna's mercy, the intelligence coming from Krishna.
Yeah, Krishna says, if you're not yukta, connected with me, then you're not going to have intelligence. Nasti buddhir yuktasya. If you're not linked with the Supreme, in some way, even okay, if you're a Brahmavadi or a Paramatmavadi, ultimately a devotee of the Lord, then you're not going to have intelligence. At least the Brahmavadi or the Paramatmavadi has some sort of intelligence. He knows that life is not meant for sense gratification. There's a Supreme I have to be interested in. But the conclusion is matpara, to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's the perfection of intelligence. Yes?
One is not a devotee of the Lord, and he has no good quality.
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask, sometimes you see people in material life, in a certain context, they seem very, very intelligent. When I've done college preaching, you're explaining to the university students, you're very, very sharp, quick to pick up. Sometimes they even challenge your own Krishna consciousness, and you're forced to like reflect on it. Am I accepting this sentimentally, or have I really gone deep with this? So they're not in Krishna consciousness, but yet they appear to often have much more intelligence.
But they're not intelligent because they're not in Krishna consciousness.
But they have this power of...
Yeah, they have discrimination, they can write PhD theses, they can analyze, so they have intelligence. But what kind of intelligence is that?
Well, it's covered, it's tainted with the mold.
Yeah, it's intelligence. You know, I mean, just like a person who can work, you know, you get a worker, and the worker is brilliant, you know, he can do this and he can do that, but finally he's just a worker.
Mm-hmm. Krishna's giving
if he's so intelligent, why isn't he the boss? Right?
So they must have gained that from previous austerities or something.
By previous...
Krishna's given it.
It's a gift of material nature. You can have very good intelligence. But if you use your good... What kind of intelligence is... I'll give you a good example of what kind of intelligence there is. It is. You have a table. You have a bowl of milk. And you have a cat.
Okay.
What does the cat do?
He wants milk.
He wants the milk. What does he do?
He jumps on the table.
No.
Regret.
He waits till you leave the room.
Yeah.
Then he jumps on the table.
Not always.
Depends. If he's really intelligent.
Okay.
If he's really intelligent, you know, he's figured it out. He's got the drill down. Waits till you leave the room, and then he jumps on the table. Right? That's intelligence. But what is that intelligence directed towards? Eating. So they have very good intelligence, but what's it directed towards?
Like some thieves, they're very expert in how to crack a safe or...
Yeah, that's intelligence. You have to be brilliant, you know, to pull off some of these schemes.
Yeah.
You have to be a genius. But what is their genius directed towards? Eating, sleeping. That's it. You know, like these defense people, you know, you're figuring out, you know, something you could never have dreamed of. Well, what is it? It's fighting.
But Krishna's ultimately giving that intelligence.
Yeah, sure. Krishna says, I'm the source of the intelligence. Even misdirected intelligence.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. To use your intelligence to be for refined animal life means you're a fool, finally.
When you meet some of these people, they have such incredible intelligence. You're just thinking, if they could just become a devotee, they could do so much service.
Yeah. Yeah. If they have intelligence, if they have beauty, if they have... strength, if they have artistic capability, if they have anything, if they used it for Krishna, how it would be nice. You know, but she's using her beauty to, you know, show herself out in the in some porno magazine. He's using his intelligence to build a better weapon. Some other guy's, you know, using his intelligence to sell dog food.
He's using his intelligence to show the weakness in you as an excuse so he doesn't have to look at his own and get off the hook.
Inside they're miserable. And you know, look at where do you finally test their intelligence? At the time of death. You're so intelligent now at the time of death, where are you? You know, okay, I've got a PhD, I have, you know, this honor and that honor, I've won this scholarship, I've written that paper. Okay, at the time of death now, what have you got? You know, what problem of life have you solved by your intelligence? You haven't, you're not so intelligent, you haven't even addressed yourself to the real problem of life. Simply, where's money, there's some, you know, intellectual pyrotechnics, but without really focusing on the real point of that.
Intellectual pyrotechnics, that's very nice.
Okay. Indriyanam hi chadatam yanmano nupatiyate tarasya harati pragyam vayur navam ivamhasi. What's the example here?
Food and water.
What's it about?
In one sense, which is taken away by the builder, that is taken away, just like a boat taken away.
Yeah. Boat, you know, you get a gust of wind and boat is carried away.
You gave a very nice example.
What was that?
Because
we have fun, the boat in Germany is going on the sea for, I don't know, for 20 years, he did it. And once he was outside, there was a storm, and there were two ships. He was on one ship, and there was another one, and there were 10-meter waves or something. And when one boat was down, the other was up, and they could see each other, and then...
Hey. Hello? So yeah. He's speaking, and you're in another world. Not so much.
Up and down?
So there are two boats.
And this, the boat, he was on one of the boats, and then... after one wave, then the other boat disappeared. It was just was not there anymore. So it was gone.
So how? What's? What are you relating that to?
Actually, they are powerful.
Good story, but what?
Boat is very powerful. Water senses very powerful. Anytime the boat can go away, our life can diminish.
Anyway, it was a good maritime story. Okay. What were you talking about, maybe?
But just even one of the senses.
One of the senses. The you know, senses get focused on something. There's a word here, charitam, which means moving. Charati means moving. So charitam, the moving senses, roaming senses. You know, you can think of like these patrols, you know? The intelligence patrols that are going out and surveying the territory to see what's out there. Reconnaissance patrols. Or I think of radar, you know. Pretty face at 2 o'clock. You know, the senses are all out there. They're all tuned, you know. What's happening? So let's check it out over here. Let's check it out over there. Let's check, you know, they're roaming. And once they're onto something, whoa, here we go. Like a boat being pulled away by a strong wind, the sense object pulls on the sense, sense pulls on the mind, and away we go. Call it what?
Scanning.
Yeah. The scan is going on, and once the scan gets onto something, whoa. So the senses have to be engaged in the service of Krishna so that they don't carry away the intelligence. Yes, Kundrika. Pragyam. Pragyam, of course, is what Arjuna is asked about. Stitta pragyasya ka bhasha. What is the... Gya means knowledge. And pragya, person who's really got realized knowledge or transcendental knowledge. It's a little different from intelligence. Buddhi is intelligence. Gyana is knowledge. Pragya, realized knowledge. Otherwise, they're similar words, and they can be used. They can be flipped like in English. Okay, tasmad. Therefore, tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvashaha indriyan indriyartebhya tasya pragya pratishtita. The person whose senses are restrained from sense objects is actually pragya. He's actually stitta pragya or pratishtita. Pragya pratishtita. He has well established intelligence. Your intelligence, when your senses are not controlled, is unpredictable. Your intelligence could go off and just go off, period. You could lose it entirely. So one has to control these senses. Very important. You know, if Bhagavad Gita were studied at our schools and colleges instead of whatever they're studying there, you know, how much better off they would be just to get this simple point down. You have to control your senses. Right? Even if the professors would take this course. Right? This is real human life, to control this mind and senses. So you don't get, you know, just blown away by this and that. And there's so many examples of, you know, big, big men. They're, you know, president of a great nation, or they're, you know, some very respectable person. And this happens to them. They get blown away. There was some congressman, this is some years back, from the Midwest of the United States. Midwestern areas, kind of a farm area, rather conservative, straight kind of people. That's usually how it's thought of. And there was a congressman whose first name was Wilbur, you know, I mean, Wilbur, very kind of old-fashioned name, you know, very straight kind of guy. So he was either a senator or a congressman, and it came out in the newspaper that, and he's, you know, like old guy, you know, quite senior fellow, and, you know, married for like 42 years or something like that. And it came out that he was like head over heels in love with a prostitute. You know, not a prostitute, one of these, like a go-go dancer, you know, a girl who was dancing naked in a nightclub. And he was, you know, told the Boston Bomber or something, you know, she was, you know, forget what her name was. Anyway, she's, you know, a stripper, just a real prostitute. And it came out that this guy was going to clubs and seeing this woman and taking her to a hotel and all of this kind of stuff. You know, what was he thinking? You know, a respectable guy, got a wife and a family, he's reached, you know, probably as high as, you know, very high post in the United States government to be a congressman or a senator is, you know, very respectable position. Get a lot of money, get a lot of influence, get a lot of prestige. Work real hard to get that post, you know, to get elected, you spend so much energy. And, you know, for what? For the same thing he was getting in bed with his wife.
Letting down so many people who supported him.
Excuse me?
Letting down so many people.
Oh, yeah, he was finished. His career was over.
It's the gold pot, the iron pot.
Yeah, gold pot and the iron pot. Huh?
And smoking pot.
Yes, smoking. Okay. You know, so this is what happens, that a person loses his intelligence because he doesn't understand this principle, that you have to control your senses. Instead, he goes to a club which is meant for you know, the opposite. It's like, let your senses go. And they pay money for this, you know, to let their senses go. And where does it lead? So if they were trained in these principles from Bhagavad Gita from the beginning, that's called character. You know, this is not advanced, even an advanced lesson here. This is just, you know, control your damn senses. That's basic human life. But that also, they can't do. They not only can't do, they think, why? You know, why? I mean, it's like, what is wrong with these people that they, you know, they're so repressed? So, you know, just not, they don't understand how to live.
They're in denial.
Well, that's a different thing to be into. But they're denying themselves the good things in life. And they don't understand what their problem is. So, yes?
Rather controlling senses or engaging senses the right thing.
Well, first thing is whether controlling your senses or not controlling your senses is the right thing. They're not even convinced that, you know, next thing we're going to talk about, well, how do you control your senses? And we say, well, it's not by stopping the senses, it's by engaging the senses. But they're not even at that point of, you know, how do I control the senses? It's like, why should I control my senses? You know, or what's wrong with you that you're, you know, putting the lid on your senses? You're going to screw up your whole personality. You're going to have, you know, psychological problems. They're convinced of these things. You're going to have psychological problems because you're not, you know, doing it. So these are essential teachings for human life.
Mature success, when you have to control the sense, there's this great fighters from Brazil, the best jiu-jitsu fighters in the world. They was asking the Gracie family, they was asking him how you can win so many fights, you know? And they practice yoga, they are vegetarian. They also gave donations to build a temple in a farm in Brazil. Yeah. And he said, I'm a vegetarian, and before every fight, I practice celibacy for 40 days before the fight, so I can touch it.
Wow.
It's trying to fight.
There's something for you.
Muhammad Ali also.
Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
He also followed
before
that.
Before he fights, I think for a month or two, he doesn't meet three.
Mm.
So he can become determined in photos.
Yeah. Become powerful.
Maharaj Krasman is almost free.
Sorry?
Krasman is...
Yeah, we still have... We're going to finish this chapter today. We have some determination. Yanasha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani sanasha pashito munehe. This is pretty clear. What's night for them is day for us. What's night for us is day for them. Even literally, you know, when we're just getting up in the morning, they're maybe thinking about taking rest. You know, when we're taking rest, the night is just beginning. That's practical. What they think of as, you know, we got to be asleep or something. We're just, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, real life is letting your senses go. And we look at them and we say, these guys are asleep. You know, if they were awake, they wouldn't be doing such, you know, madness.
When I speak in the colleges, I tell the students, when you're ending your party, we're just starting ours.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Okay. Apuryamana machala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kama yam pravishanti sarve sa shantim apnoti nakama kami. Very valuable verse. the ocean has so many rivers running into it, but it's always still. In the same way, a person who's Krishna conscious, who's not disturbed by desires, desires may come, but he's not disturbed by them, he can attain peace. Sa shantim apnoti. The person who, all right, some desire came, big deal. Not that because it knocks on the door, I have to open up and invite him in. All right, some desire. Shustu nistivan amcha. Sa shantim apnoti, na kama kami. What's kama kami? Literally, it's a person who's desiring to desire. A person who's feeding his desires. Feeding his desires. Nakama kami. You know, they're going to a club. Why? Because they know that they're going to get their senses agitated. That their mind, they're watching some porno flick. Why? Because it's going to agitate their mind. So they're desiring to increase their own agitation. It's madness. And how will he be peaceful? Rather, he becomes more and more agitated. And like a fire, you're building it up and building it up. Then how will he ever put it out? Pouring more and more gasoline on it. It's madness. Nakama kami, very pertinent phrase. Vihaya kaman yasarvan pumam stradati Nispraha, nirmama nirahankara sa shantim adigastati. People are all interested in peace, peace. We want peace. Give peace a chance. Let there be peace. But then they're agitating their minds, they're agitating their senses, and they want peace. You see, typically, back in the 60s, we used to see these, peace protests, and the boys and girls are all hugging one another and demonstrating for peace. But that's what the war is all about.
Make love, not war.
But that's where the war comes from. It comes from the mode of passion. War comes from the mode of passion. We want more, we want more, we want more. We want this territory, we want that territory. We want this, we want that. Or, the old days they used to fight over a Cleopatra or something, fight over a woman, Helen of Troy. Now, usually that's lower scale, just men individually fight over some woman. But, they want peace, but they want peace. At the same time, they want to let their senses go.
Fool's paradise.
Fool's paradise. So, sashantim adigacchati. Who is that person? The person who's free from desires, nispraha, free from aspirations. Nirmama, who knows that nothing belongs to him, everything belongs to Krishna. Nirahankar, who knows I'm not this body. Sa shantim adigacchati. That person attains peace, the Krishna conscious person. Esha brahmi stiti partha, nainam prapya vimuhyati, stitvasyam antakalepi, brahmanirvanamrichati. Krishna concludes, this is the spiritual path, Esha. This path of action is the spiritual path. When one is situated in this way, then nainam vimuhyati, he's never bewildered. Stitvasyam antakalepi, even at the time of death. This will come up later, especially in the 8th chapter. Antakal means when your time's up. Even at the time of death, the most difficult time, he'll not be bewildered. Brahmanirvanam urchati, he attains the freedom from material existence by attaining the kingdom of God or Goloka Vrindavan. Any questions here? Okay.
Brahmanirvana,
yes. Nirvana is generally thought of as a Buddhist term, extinguishing of miseries, especially by extinguishing of one's own individual existence.
And Brahmanirvana
But Brahma Nirvana is spiritual.
Doesn't mean merging?
No. It can. Brahma Nirvana can mean merging. You merge in Brahman and you get free from material existence. But Krishna says, Matpada, think of me. Yes, there's merging for the impersonalists, but that path of merging, that will be dealt with later in the 12th chapter. Krishna doesn't recommend merging. Yeah, nirvana is negative. It means not this material existence. And Brahma is positive. And Brahma has different...
But how come such terminology is used which encourages Mayavadis?
Interesting question, why the term is used. Here, we see in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna starts general and gets specific. You know, here he's talking about spiritual realization, introduces Matpadaha, but it's not really pounding it in. When we get to the 7th chapter, the 8th chapter, the 9th chapter, then Krishna's really going to be banging it in. Think of me, and at the end, Sarvadharman Pratyajya Mamekam Sharanam. Here we're just getting the introduction.
Is that the same principle as not throwing the pearl before the swine?
I don't know that Krishna considers his audience swine at this point. But it's gradual development of the theme. All right, we're on time and within budget. Thank you all very much. And we're going to, those who would like to see our very brief, entertaining video, are welcome to come right now. Yes. What about him? What about him?
Maharaj is called. Maharaj is called.
You don't know? Srimad Bhagavatam, he got a benediction from the Venerable.
Maharaj is called.
He fought for them and he said, well, he's
not going to
work what would you like.
Yeah, I seem like
I
want
to know how much time I have left. They said, not much, a minute. So you need to return to Krishna and made a bright impression. Shatvanga Maharaj.
Maharaj, what is it from Rita Muni when they're feeding underwater when they're feeding the temple down?
No, that was Shirobhuri.
Okay.
And I always wonder how could he hear it?
Bye-bye.